the other part of it was we had our own school colors. And those of us who went to Yates, naturally, we had on crimson and gold. And those who were from Phyllis Wheatley had on purple and white. But there was, what should I say, not a misnomer, but there was a precedence. If you went to Yates, you didn't wear purple and white. And if you went to Wheatley, you didn't wear crimson and gold. Nor would you be caught in Fifth Ward wearing crimson and gold, and you dare not be in Third Ward and wear purple and white because you were going to get a killing. It was really bad.